show, toll free, 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And you can bring up anything, whether it be a political issue or maybe even something of a personal nature. It is Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Anything goes, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We have got live streaming there for you. We've got the broadband version of the show. We've got the dial-up version as well. It's all free. It's all in the house right there for you at freetalklive.com.
Don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org.
We got all kinds of good stuff coming up tonight. As usual, we never have enough time to get through all the prep that we have. I know that we've got a crazy cigarette ban situation possibly forming. Yeah, in New Jersey. We might get to that. There's some other stuff that we might get to, but I hesitate to even sell it because we already got calls rolling in, so we need to go to them. Let's talk to Mike in Toronto. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hi.
Hey, man.
I'd first like to say I listen to your podcast all the time. It's a great show, and you guys are doing a tremendous service to the community.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
And I'm a Free State Project member as well.
Excellent. Excellent. When did you join?
It's been about maybe 6 months or a year.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah.
When are you moving to New Hampshire?
Well, I have to finish school. I go to school in New Orleans. So.
Really?
You're in Toronto?
Yeah, I'm in Toronto for the summer.
Oh, I see.
It's okay. Better to be in Toronto for the summer.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I've been a lot of government here. I'm kind of waiting to leave.
I've been there in the winter, and it's not good.
Do you speak like five different dialects of French?
Yeah.
So you're going after college. That's a good plan.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to talk about, the federal government and the states keeps pushing the boundary. You know, they're making the Patriot Act indefinite now. They're
just about
it forever, and they're passing assault bans in the states. So, what time do you think is the right time to get worried that we're on the threshold of that really scary state that we're all waiting for eventually?
I don't think there's going to be a threshold. I think that we're going to slowly ease into it.
Right.
Now, the fact is, if you would show an American of 100 years ago America now, they'd either be horrified or glad, depending on whether they're a communist or not, because the Red Scare was huge at that point. They would not know the government that they are seeing. They're like, oh my gosh, the government provides poor people with food, and they wouldn't imagine the portions of life that government would control and the portions of life that the government would police. So
yeah.
The other thing I'd like to point out,
we're going to slip. It's just going to.
We are slipping.
You'll never know.
No. We are slipping right now. And everybody, every individual is going to have his or her breaking point where they come to the realization that, oh my gosh, where did all this government come from? You know, you wake up one day and they're knocking on your door wanting your money. It's going to be different for every individual. And with Free Talk Live, we're hoping to accelerate the process of people realizing that government is way too big. Although I got to say that you use the word worry, and I am not a fan of that word at all. There's never any point in worrying about what's going to happen. You just deal with it. What happens, happens, and you have to adjust to the situation and handle it. You can plan, you can prepare for things that you think will happen eventually, but worrying is a real kind of wimpy word, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I kind of get it.
Johnson, your thoughts?
Yeah, I was just going to say, as far as that point, the point of worry, I guess, if I were to say I entered a state of worry, it would have been probably the 2004 election. At the same time, though, we were kind of heading this direction throughout. First, we had the whole Democrats' version of big government with Clinton. Then now we've got the Republican version of big government with Bush. And then maybe we're going to swing back to the Democratic side of big government again. And it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and flap back and forth between taking your economic freedoms and your social freedoms away from
some
you
people,
one at a time.
Some people say it's when the federal government comes for the guns. What do you think about that?
It's a good time. I mean, that's definitely they're sinking in a little farther. But
it's going to be a tough one for.
You're never going to be successful. Can you imagine trying to get all the shotguns out of America?
Well, you know, as far as my response to that is either one of two things are going to happen. That, you know, there's going to be a bunch of people who revolt when they come for the guns,
mm-hmm.
or there's going to be people like me who go out and get a gun and revolt when they institute conscription again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I plan to go to New Orleans next year.
One thing's for sure, nobody knows what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, you can make somewhat accurate predictions to some extent, but for the most part, anything can happen. So just pay attention, you know, stay tuned, and we'll keep you updated. All right? Anything else on your mind?
Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Mike. 800-259-9231, toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. There's just no point in worrying about what's going to happen.
I think those are good points, though. I mean, really, if they come for the guns or they bring up the draft, I mean, one of those two things, I think, will wake the American people up. Like,
sure. Well, I hope so. And I think that the federal government's going to have a real tough time with some sort of a gun confiscation program just because of just the sheer amount of gun ownership in this country. I think that definitely would be a waking up issue. And plus, how could they possibly implement it?
But we've had the draft before. I mean, I think that there's a lot of people out there that
they won't call it the draft. It'll be called national service.
It's right. That's absolutely true. They'll candy coat the draft a bit.
Right.
And
you're serving your country.
Plus, you'll have the opportunity to do some kind of civil service work here at home.
Right.
And, you know, the whole deal.
It's a friendlier, kinder draft.
Yeah. So they don't need that many people, that many young people over in Iraq.
What if they were able to offer a large enough tax benefit for non-firearm owners?
Now, that might be a way to do it.
Who knows?
At that point, I would just lie about my firearm.
It's true.
Just you're begging me to lie.
800-259-9231. Let's talk to Jamie Togiso in Kentucky. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
I tell y'all what, if the way y'all talking, I'm going to head for the hills.
I thought you lived in the hills, Jamie.
You got him.
I was under the impression you lived in the hills.
I do live in the hills.
Well, Jamie, you think the world's going to end soon now, don't you?
Well, it's going to get awful bloody before it ends. Just put that away.
Uh-huh. So what's on your mind tonight, man?
Well, I ain't worried, really.
That's
I'm just
good.
Joking around.
That's good, because there's no point in worrying. You might as well watch your wrestling and enjoy yourself while you still can.
Yeah, that comes on tonight.
There you go.
Is it tonight?
Yeah.
Man, there's wrestling on every night if you know where to look.
Tuesday nights or Monday night SmackDown.
Monday night Raw.
Talking about New Hampshire.
Okay.
When our freedoms are being taken away, like in Florida and, you know, other places,
mm-hmm.
how
mm-hmm.
come they can't be taken away in New Hampshire?
Well, because we're going to say no. Because we're going to say no, Jamie.
Well, how about if they force you?
Well, they can't.
Well, nobody can actually do anything to you that you don't let them.
Yeah, they didn't take your freedoms. You let them take your freedoms.
We let them take our the freedom.
We and our grandparents and our parents.
The problem is, what's happening in New Hampshire is a bunch of people who are all unwilling to have their freedoms taken from them. That's the point. Gathering people who are of like mind, who are willing to say, no, you're not taking my freedoms away. No. Yeah. And if you come to take my freedoms away, you'll be looking at the barrel of my gun as opposed to me looking at the barrel of yours.
Mm-hmm.
I tell you what, before the world, it won't come to end. There'll be a new heaven and a new earth.
Oh, okay, whatever.
Well,
Before this Armageddon happens, mm-hmm. you know, before the end time, it's going to be awful bloody.
Okay, Jamie, thanks for the call,
man.
800-259. Oh, you got a question?
Yeah, I got
Well, hang on 1 second, okay? 800-259-9231. We like questions. This is your show. 800-259-9231. You can take control. Hey, if you've got a question for Jamie Togiso, he's an expert on the world ending. We'll come back with more of him. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. longevity with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24th, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show. The Monday night edition of the show, we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and we do it six nights a week. Right here. freetalklive.com is where you can get us online, because we got a bunch of free stuff. We actually... This is the first time we can announce the new website. We actually didn't get to announce it over the weekend.
Ta-da!
We put it up like 1 in the morning Eastern time on Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's now right. It's there. And we're
it's good you're announcing it with me on the show, too.
Yes, because Johnson
made it.
Johnson was integral in the process. He didn't make the
site. I didn't make it. I just redesigned it.
He made it over a little bit.
Yeah, I redesigned it. I made it look pretty. The work and all the content is all Ian.
Yes. I'm not sure which one of you I believe.
It was a dual action thing. It was two hosts
involved. Who put in more man hours?
That would be
That would be Ian, because the whole website, all the content has been designed by Ian over a long, long period of time.
He kind of gave me some
guidelines. But I just kind of went in and was like, okay, I'm going to take all this content and make it look pretty. It's like, imagine if you have a document, right? You're at an office, and all this work has been done in the office, and the papers are all over the place. And then someone like me comes in and puts in a nice desk and organizes them into filing cabinets and puts, like, a nice light on plants and stuff on the desk. That's what I did.
Actually, you kind of just showed me the ropes, and I went in and did
I did a lot of it to start off with.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If I didn't have that to go from, I wouldn't
have been
able to
learn. Well, it looks good. Let's
freetalklive.com.
No other way to appreciate it unless you go look at it.
That's right. Yeah. freetalklive.com.
And you can go there and just be like, that sucks.
Yeah, well, actually, I have a survey that I put up on the BBS asking, you know, what do you think of the new website? Hey, it's like in the 20s, like surfing in the 21st century. I liked it old style better, and it still sucks.
Yeah.
So, three choices.
Well, a bunch of paleo conservatives, what do you think they're going to want? You know,
I don't care.
Stuff.
Doesn't matter what they want.
Same old stuff.
All right. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. This is your show. Jamie in Kentucky. We held you over because you told us you had a question, so I hope it's a good one, Jamie.
Yeah, it's about the free state stuff.
Okay,
yeah.
What's up?
Are you guaranteed a job or a place to stay?
How would you be... how could you possibly be guaranteed a job, Jamie?
But come on,
how are you going to live?
Well, the newspaper's
got a job. Or you start your own business. Are you guaranteed a job today, Jamie?
Well, yeah, if I just go to work.
Well, you have to have somewhere to go, right? You have to go out and acquire that work for yourself. You have to go and interview and go through a process.
I see what he's getting at. And yes, we've said it over and over and over again. Making the move to the Free State Project requires a big commitment. So think about that. 6,000 people have stated that they are going to move their lives and their families and get new jobs
and businesses and move their businesses. Some people are taking their businesses.
Right.
How much does it cost?
How much does what cost?
It's free.
Get this information and stuff.
It's free. Information. Information's free. You go to freestateproject.org. What's going to cost you money is actually the time and the effort that it takes to get to
New Hampshire. However much it would cost to move from one state to another and move your life and your job.
But it doesn't matter anyway to you, Jamie, because the world's going to end soon. So
you
might as well just stay right where you are.
Hey, I got another question for you.
Yes, sir.
Before you leave.
Okay.
I really like calling in to Free Talk Live.
Good. Mm-hmm. Well, we like it when you call, Jamie. You're an interesting personality.
Please, y'all listen to me. And Alex Jones listened to me, too.
Well, good.
And, you know, but...
You're famous.
So what's the question?
Really?
Yes, you are. You're the only person with a two-part name on this show right now.
Two-part name.
The only caller.
Jamie told you so.
Jamie told you so.
Well, I just, I gotta be letting y'all go wrestling.
Hey, who's your favorite wrestler?
Who's my favorite wrestler?
Yeah.
Years and years it was Hulk Hogan.
He's still in the game, isn't he? Isn't he still doing it?
Yeah, he's coming back for one more match.
Really? 60? He's like 60
now. He's got a new reality show coming out soon. Yes. Did you know
that's what he's coming back for?
Hogan knows best.
There you go. I've heard his daughter's really hot. What do you think about that, Jamie?
She's 14 years old.
What? You knew it, and I didn't. I didn't know that. All I've heard is that she was really hot.
I'm thinking about getting in the ring myself.
Yeah?
It's a good idea.
Uncle Elmer on steroids.
What would you mean? Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231.
Let him go on a high note.
Yeah, absolutely. 800-259-9231. I didn't know she was 14.
Now, if Hogan is coming back for another match, it's only to promote his reality show. I mean, that's the only purpose. These wrestling guys are the kings of promotion.
No, he's been in and out of there for the past couple of years.
Yeah, that's true.
But
that would be the only reason.
Maybe he needs a little bit extra cash, too. Who knows?
Please. It's not like he's going to make any real money doing one appearance.
That's not true. Well, I mean, any real money compared to his vast fortune,
Yeah, they get paid pretty well when they're the high rollers like that. 800-259-9231. All right, so let's talk cigarettes, Johnson. Let's talk about banning cigarettes from where?
New Hersey.
New Jersey.
New Hersey. I don't know. Anyway. Trenton, New Jersey is where this article is out of, from Associated Press author Jeff Linkus. Ashtrays have been disappearing in cars like fins on Cadillacs. and so could smoking while driving New Jersey under a measure introduced by in the legislature.
Apparently Hulk Hogan's daughter is 16.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well, there you go.
Legal in New Hampshire.
There's something wrong with you.
Like you'd have a shot. Please. She's probably got
hey.
A taste.
You know, maybe one day we'll be huge famous radio jocks.
It wouldn't change the fact that it would require her to have no taste
yeah.
to go after you.
All right, let's talk about cigarette bans. Is she hot, though, man?
Oh, God. I don't have a picture.
All right.
All right.
Good season.
Okay, so a bill was introduced in the New Jersey legislature to possibly ban smoking while driving.
Wow.
Although the measure faces long odds, it still has smokers incensed and tearing into the idea as a Big Brother intrusion that threatens to take away one of the few places they can enjoy their habit. And as a as an ex-smoker, that is where I liked to smoke. I
where
mean,
was it,
that? Driving.
Driving, right.
While driving. I mean, that's...
And why don't they want to let the people drive, smoke and drive?
They don't want to let them smoke, man. Which, and they just keep cracking down on place after place after place until finally the only place you can be able to smoke is in your bathroom in your house or something like that.
They have to make a special smoking room.
Yeah, I don't know what they're... I mean, it's crazy. There's some comments here from the bureaucrats in charge of this?
There is a comment from a financial planner from Hackensack, New Jersey. He says, the day a politician wants to tell me I can't smoke in my car, that's the day he takes over my lease payments. Said you John Cito. He has a taste for $20 cigars.
Huh. I believe that people should have the right to smoke. But in the case of being banned in cars, I'll tell you what. Smokers have dug their own graves.
What do you mean?
I was just driving here today, and I was behind another guy
right.
who just had a stoplight, casually flicks his cigarette out the window. You know, and it's like it's nothing.
Yeah, whatever, banana peel man.
I'm just telling you, how would the same smoker feel if I finished off my cheeseburger, crumpled up the wrapper, and tossed it out the window?
Or your
banana peel.
I don't think banana peels and cheeseburger wrappers are the same thing.
Cigarette butts are just made out of cotton. That's organic.
I don't
just
think
as organic as a banana peel.
I don't think it's the same.
800-259-9231. What you're saying, though, is because they're throwing these butts out the window, that's what's coming. That's why this law is coming down on them.
I think so.
Do they reference that in this article?
It made people so angry.
We'll find out coming up what the motivation is here. 800-259-9231. Are you a smoker? Does this anger you? Are you a non-smoker? Do you want to see more restrictions on smokers? We want to hear from you. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hi, I'm Bobby Lyons with today's Car Clinic Minute. Your car's acting up until you take it to your mechanic. Then it performs perfectly until you leave the shop. Wish for a way to end this madness? When I come back, I'll tell you how. We've all seen the Tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 Tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com. There is a way to end the madness when your car won't act up for your mechanic the way it does when you drive it. Here's your repair shop prescription. Keep a diary.
Record when and where your car displays its bad behavior. Note the weather. Is it hot? Cold? Raining? How much gas was in the tank? And was the engine warm or cold? Keep this diary for a week. Then share the information with your automotive physician, your mechanic. You'll be surprised at the facts you gather and the heartburn you avoid. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control, toll-free 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with over 28,000 posts for you to surf around through. We're nearing 700 users. You can go and get interactive with us and a bunch of other listeners at freetalklive.com. We're talking about New Jersey, and they are apparently looking at now banning, and I'm guessing they probably already have one of those business smoking bans in New Jersey. I know New York's got it, California, Florida's got it. It would only make sense that New Jersey would have that as well. But now they're talking about banning smoking from cars.
Okay, so to further go on with this here, they were one of the people. A driving ban said suburban Chicago smoker Garnett Don Schuer is completely insane. It's unbelievable that they want to try it. People have been smoking in their cars since they were invented. Schuer, her
cigarettes or cars?
Schuer, who tracks anti-smoking measures in the Midwest and Northeast for New Hampshire-based Smokers Club Incorporated, disputes the distraction argument. You don't have to look at a cigarette to light it, she said. Cito, who's also a member of the Cigar Society, the guy I mentioned earlier, was more blunt. They put it all under the ruse of this other stuff. It's government interference. What's next? My house? He asked. Maybe, said Assemblyman McKeon. If your house was on four wheels and going 70 miles per hour, you're right, I would.
What a punk.
Assemblyman John McKeon, a tobacco...
But that's the thing, though. Smokers don't want to take any of the onus for this. And I see it every single day. Somebody littering out their window by throwing a cigarette butt.
It's not
that's
about littering,
littering,
though. This is about distraction. That's
because the non-smokers are so mad at the smokers that they're willing to take away their rights.
Okay, well, listen to this. Assemblyman John McKeon, a tobacco opponent whose father died of emphysema, gee, I wonder why he's fighting smoking, sponsored the legislation. He cites AAA-sponsored study on driver distractions in which the Automobile Association found that 32,000 accidents are linked to distraction, 1% of which are related to smoking. In the past, McKeon, who also...
I didn't even say it was that.
In the past, McKeon also sponsored legislation to prohibit smoking in college dormitory rooms. So, gee, yeah,
well,
I guess it's really all about distraction.
You send your kid to a government school, and what are you going to get, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Well, so he's angry because Daddy smoked when he was a kid, and now Daddy's dead, and so he's going to take it out on the rest of everybody else.
Daddy was going
to
die.
At least
anyway.
The article also is wise enough to mention... Here's this to consider. Traffic safety groups acknowledge motorists now widely ignore the state's year-old law against handheld cell phone bans, so why would smoking be any different?
Yeah. Well, that's...
The $250 fine that they're going to put on it?
Well,
doesn't really matter that
littering
people ignore
has
the phone fines with the cell phones.
Littering has a $500 fine down here in Florida, and they're still... You saw somebody litter today, man.
Well, the thing is I don't think people consider throwing a cigarette butt out their window littering. But
what
I really do.
What else could you consider it?
I don't
it's
think they do.
Disposing of something,
I don't
therefore
think
you're
do.
Littering it.
I think that it, I think smokers just
think I can flick a cigarette
and step on it.
They know that it's littering. They just don't want it in their car. They don't want it in their ashtray. They don't want it smoldering in their vehicle.
But you see them, not even when they're in their cars, you see them flicking
them
all
over the
place.
Why don't you keep your banana peels in your car?
I stopped doing that because
it got so
weird.
Do you want them to put them in their pocket?
What do you mean?
Well, if they're not in their car, you said you see them flicking them all over the place. So what, if you're walking down the street and you finish a cigarette, do you want them to put it in their pocket?
Having been a smoker, I'll tell you exactly what you should do with it. Put it in an ashtray. You either that or you field strip the thing and then take the butt and roll it up and put it in your pocket.
Yeah, well, people are too lazy for that sort of stuff, man, so that's why they just flick
it away.
That's
why they're getting their lights right taken away.
I'm not making an excuse for them. I'm just explaining the rationale. Do I want to just flick it or do I want to roll it up and put it in something? And
I never did. Never once.
Never flicked it away.
No.
You were very caring, Manwich. 800-259-9231, your thoughts on the potential cigarette ban.
And what's interesting about this, though, is that there's already a law for littering. So why is this smoking ban? Because it doesn't really have anything to do with littering.
Because
if you want to smoke in your car and put it in an ashtray, you should be able to.
I think I agree.
Because what you're bringing up has absolutely no relation to
this. This has everything to do with control. That's all it is. And being able to target certain people. Because are they going to target the guy in his BMW smoking cigarettes? Or are they going to target the guy in the beater smoking cigarettes?
Probably the beater.
Let's go to the phones. Cortain in Minnesota. Cortain, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, what's up?
What's happening?
Hey.
I'm calling about the Free State Project.
Okay.
Months ago, I signed up for that.
Congratulations.
I'm actually planning on moving early.
Excellent. Good. How early?
Great.
Within the next couple years.
Great.
Okay.
So, but anyway, the more I think about it, the more I'm realizing the duopoly, the Mullikins and Republicrats,
okay, like that.
They can't afford to see it succeed.
I don't think they know they can't afford to see it succeed, though.
They're scared
and they're
already.
They're plotting and slow and ignorant. They're not going to do anything about it.
Well, they're scared already. I mean, the activists aren't as slow and ignorant as the bureaucrats. I mean, the Republican and Democrat activists are just as on the ball as anybody else.
Exactly.
And they've already started to started a smear campaign against the Free State Project. There was a few weeks back, I saw an announcement on NHFree.com. Somebody posted a scan of a flyer that was being passed around in one of the southern New Hampshire towns that actually was basically just talking trash about the Free State Project, making it sound like they wanted, you know, people to starve in the streets, etc., that sort of a perspective. And then at the very bottom, they outed the four Free State Project members that had moved into the town. And so, you know, it's already begun. They're already frightened to death of us, and there's only 100 of us that have moved into the state at this point.
Yeah.
But don't let that get you down. That's a good sign. You know, actually, the good news, I mean, if you want to look at this positively, they put our website on the smear flyer.
So, that is good.
Yeah, I mean, once the word gets around to the people that are looking to hear the word that, hey, you've got reinforcements coming in, we want to set you more free, they appreciate that kind of stuff. Obviously, it's not going to be an easy fight. This is going to be a cakewalk, but it is going to be a lot of fun.
The other thing is that, you know, it's not, the Free State Project isn't going to just stop because there's some, you know, there's some negative publicity. And, you know, like what happened in Utah with the Mormons moving in and people like that, you know, if you're, you know, devoutly of another religion, that's not where you're going to move. And if you're a devout socialist, chances are you're not going to head to New Hampshire now.
Yeah.
Right.
And so that means that these people are just, you know, if they don't like the way that that's going to be run,
move to Vermont.
Then they're going
to
move away. And Vermont's probably not the best choice.
Massachusetts
would probably be a better choice than Vermont. I think Vermont, if the Free State Project secedes, like, will just secede to New Hampshire because they've already been planning, you know, certain places in Vermont have already wanted to do that.
It's possible, though. Vermont is known for having an old socialist kind of move in many, many years ago back in the 70s.
I think there's still a lot of freedom-oriented people there.
Oh, that, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Cortain, thoughts? Anything else?
Well, what about the media? Who controls the media, first of all?
They've been incredibly friendly to us in New Hampshire.
Yeah, actually they have. The media has been amazing. They've actually paid attention to us. They've given us coverage, and pretty much all we've had to do is call them up and ask them for it.
But what about in the rest of the nation where people might be signing up to move.
The rest of the nation, I wouldn't be too concerned about, because eventually we're going to set New Hampshire to, as it's going to be the freest state, which means it's going to have the best economy, it's going to have the best
right.
educational results, and we're going to be able to point to, within years, we're going to be able to point to all the statistics that we need to. If you want, hang on, Cortine.
Speaking of press, there was an article about New Hampshire on FARC.com today.
We're going to come back with more. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver disease since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decision. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free, you can take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man, what's
and Johnson is somewhere else right now.
Yeah.
I think he's in the restroom.
Technical difficulties, please.
One of those
bikes.
Go to freetalklive.com, grab the archives. We've got the last 6 days of the show right there available for you. You don't have to pay anything. It's credit card free. There's no registration. There's no membership. You just go to freetalklive.com, and there they are.
And freetalklive.com is different now, so you have to, what, how are people going to find the archives?
Well, the archives are on the left side of the page now instead of the right side of the page.
Oh, boy.
Shouldn't be too difficult. FreeTalkLive.com. And actually, we still are offering you months worth, actually. If you go past day six, you'll see a link to our friends over at downloadradio.org.
Mm-hmm.
You click that link, and they'll take you to months worth of archives for free. It's all there for you. FreeTalkLive.com. So take advantage of us, okay? We'll go back to the phones and back to the fun. Let's talk to Cortain again. Cortain in Minnesota, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Excellent.
I felt like we didn't give you quite the time that you needed. It seemed like you had something else you wanted to get out there, Cortain.
Well, actually, the smoking ban thing.
Yes, sir. What about it?
Well, I think they're all absurd.
Yes.
Smoking in businesses and bars and all that.
Absolutely. It's an affront to private property rights.
Exactly.
Wouldn't you say that smokers are worse litterers than everybody else?
No. No. The butts, the cotton butts, they do biodegrade.
Mm-hmm. But it's not. They've got all kinds of poisons in them from being smoked. I mean, they're not good for the environment by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I'm not saying they're good for the environment, but I don't think they're necessarily anywhere near as bad as like a broken bottle of glass or anything.
Well,
like
what if I was eating hamburgers and tossing the wrappers around? People would probably say I was a litter bug.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is littering, but I don't think it's like the worst kind of...
You know, if we had privately run roads, the private road owners would clean up after you, like they do in baseball stadiums.
Yes, absolutely.
The best you can come up with.
Hey, Cortain agrees with me.
Yeah.
So there, man. Which... Ha, ha, ha.
Weird.
All right, Cortain. Anything else on your mind?
No, that should do.
Thanks for the call, man. We
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. 800-259-9231. Toll free 1-800-259 9231. Now, you wanted to talk about New Hampshire, man? What shows?
Well, I've got
Since Cortain brought it up.
Article here about angry Americans want to take Souders land.
Really?
Yep. It's a really good article. It's about people and what their feelings are about taking Judge Souders land in light of the New London case where he ruled that a city commission could... It was a city commission?
Anybody, yeah. Any government.
A government municipal authority could take someone's land in order to give it to somebody else who might produce more tax dollars for them.
Right.
So basically ruling that the government has control of your land.
Yes.
You don't have any. Near the foot of an unmarked, dead-end dirt road sits a humble, mud-colored farmhouse. On a sign in the mailbox jutting from a tilted post spells Souder. Some folks want to make that Hotel Souder. People from across the country are getting behind a campaign to seize Supreme Court Justice David Souder's farmhouse to build a luxury hotel. According to the man who came up with the idea following a Supreme Court decision favoring government seizure of private property. Now, they fail to mention that that man is a Free State Project member.
Right.
Now, I guess he's not really anymore since he's moved.
No. Oh, is he already in the state? I didn't realize. I thought he was in California.
Mm.
I understand he's in California.
There's a piece of this from California,
okay.
too. So maybe you're right.
Mm-hmm.
We would act just as these cities have been acting in seizing properties. We would give Souder the same sort of deal, said Logan Darrow Clements of Los Angeles.
Yeah, what, a fraction of his
right.
home value?
Yeah, a fraction.
Right.
Town clerk Evelyn Connor has had to return checks from people wishing to donate to a hotel construction fund. A rival proposal from townspeople would turn Souder's land into a park commemorating the U.S. Constitution. Beautiful. Souder has declined to comment on the matter, but he has defenders like Betty Straw, his sixth grade teacher.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. They're just doing it for spite. That's right, Betty, we are doing it for spite. We're sick of these bureaucrats taking away our rights, so we're feeling a little spiteful, Betty, you old bag.
Well, she's a former bureaucrat, so, that kind of explains it.
God, can you believe that? That's ridiculous. They're just doing it for spite. Do you think the people that lived in New London for 100 years, this was their family home, do you think they're feeling a little spiteful, Betty? Because now their houses are going to be torn down so the property can be given to Pfizer?
Well, thank goodness the people in New London actually have some cojones, and they are going to fight this to the bitter end. I mean, they're willing to stand in front of bulldozers, so we're following the New London
What have
situation.
You ever stood for, Betty?
Well, I helped kids learn in the sixth grade. I taught them reading, writing, and arithmetic.
And how to obey the rules.
Yeah.
The government knows best for you.
Good point.
Okay, Souder is one of the five justices who sided with the city of New London, Connecticut, last month in a decision favoring government power to seize private property by eminent domain. The city plans to build a private hotel and convention center, office space, and condominiums.
Wait a minute. You mean the city of New London?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was confused by that for a second. But I thought they were giving it to Pfizer.
I don't know. I don't know. We kind of
question
the Pfizer thing. Yes.
Okay. 65-year-old Justice has lived for decades in his family's home in central New Hampshire town. By the way, at least one of the people, their family has lived there for over 100 years in New London, Connecticut.
Yes.
Yeah.
Several generations.
And many of the people in New London have just given up. They've given up the fight. They've sold to the government at a fraction. Not a big fraction. A little bitty fraction.
Like a third.
Of what their property's worth. And
it's amazing.
They've just given up. But there's still people hanging on in this neighborhood fighting to at least get get paid what their property's worth. Give us a chance to sell it ourselves.
These guys are... They don't care. They don't care if they offer them double at this point.
Really?
They've been insulted. And at this point, it's either we get to keep our property, or you have to take it from us by force.
Good.
And they're willing to defend it with force, is what it sounds like. So we'll keep you up on this situation. 800-259-9231. Of course, when the government comes use force on people, they usually just bend over like the pirate radio broadcasters did out in San Diego. We'll tell you about that coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we are rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign every day? Well, over 6,000 members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604 or freestateproject.org.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com or call 830-672-8734.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You can talk about anything. Maybe it's a political issue. You got a rant you want to get off your chest. We're here for you. 800-259-9231. It could be a personal problem, too. You like that stuff. We're talking about government out of control, doing crazy, stupid, anti-freedom stuff, as always. Of course, today the New Jersey government has proposed, or someone in New Jersey government has proposed, a smoking ban in vehicles, which they're justifying it based on, well, it's dangerous. You're lighting cigarettes, you're going to be distracted and cause accidents. When, of course, the numbers of people that are actually getting into accidents as a result of smoking cigarettes are very, very
infinitesimal.
Yeah, minimal.
1% of 32,000, so that's...
Yeah.
And I think that's just giving 1% away so that we can say that there is a number.
Right.
Exactly.
It's just bad news there. Bad news all over the place. And also, we wanted to get to this over the weekend, but I didn't get a chance, so here you go. Federal agents armed with a search warrant shut down Free Radio 96.9 FM the self-proclaimed oldest-running and most notorious unlicensed radio broadcaster in San Diego. These guys have been around for a long time. They've been around since, like, 2001, 2002.
Really?
That's a long time for a pirate station. About a dozen armed agents, some of them wearing shirts with
armed?
The initials.
Yeah. From what?
From the FCC.
FCC has
yes.
armed agents?
Yes!
Really?
How do you expect them to enforce their bureaucracy, Manwich?
I don't know.
Wait, you know, I want to stop you real quick, because, you know, the math, I just ran the math real quick in my head.
Yes, sir.
For that, we were talking about the 1% of 32,000.
Right.
Okay. 1% of 32,000, I want you to take this into account for New Jersey.
That's 32 people.
Yeah, no, it's 320.
320.
Oh, okay.
320, okay, but then you take that and divide that by 50.
Right.
For each state.
So, oh, okay.
Okay, so that's like what? They want to put a ban on all of New Jersey for everyone. No one could smoke anymore because, like, what, two people get in an accident a year?
Yeah, well, you ruined it for the rest
of us. An accident, not deaths. Accidents.
Right.
Just,
silly.
Yeah.
All right, so the Federal Communications Commission served a warrant at about 10 in the morning. They seized amplifiers, computers, a transmitter, and other equipment that effectively knocked the station off the air. Agents also climbed onto the roof of the house next to a wooden shack that served as the studio for the station, removing a 43-foot-tall antenna in sections and putting it into a van. Dan Reardon, 22, was one of several supporters who actually watched the raid happen. He said this is a fight over free speech, and he vowed that the staff and loyal listeners will hold fundraisers and buy new equipment to get the station back on the air at an undisclosed location.
Wow.
Now look, when you're running a pirate radio station, and you're running it, as I think they were, 24 hours a day, you've got staff. I mean, you've got a group of dedicated volunteers that are coming to your station to do their own shows and that sort of thing.
Sure.
And you don't go for 4 years because you don't have any listeners. I mean, really? You'd think that maybe after the first year, if you hadn't gotten any listener response, you might figure, maybe this is a waste of time. Let's just stop this whole pirate radio thing. But no, they must have had some sort of local
sure.
community listener response, and therefore they continued on. And the FCC gave them a month's notice that they better stop transmitting or else, and they didn't. And so they came and confiscated their stuff. And I think it's tragic. I think it's sad. Of course, you, man, what you're all for this kind of thuggery. You think that the FCC should own the airwaves and that nobody else should be able to have access. And maybe we'll come back with more of this. Hour number two is on the way, because I'd love to hear you defend the FCC on this one, man. Which this is your show, 800-259-9231, especially considering there were no complaints of interference in this case. More coming back. Hour two on the way. It's Free Talk Live.